Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini.
Well, Mike, again, as always, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Shaylen, once again, thanks for having me today.
In a last night's City Council meeting, the Council approved the sale of the City's interest in the Walter F. Scott power plant over in Council Bluffs. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this a little bit before, and it'd be good just to fill us in on what happened last night and how this fits into the bigger overall picture for Pella's future power supply needs.
You bet, Shaylen. And just to start the listeners off, that may or may not be aware of what Walter Scott Energy Center is and the City's ownership interest is. Walter Scott Energy Center is a 790-megawatt power plant that's located in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The majority owner in the plant's Mid-American Energy. From that plant, we own 1.33% of that plant, which amounts to about 10.5 megawatts of that plant, along with the associated transmission assets for the plant as well. What Council approved last night was a sale of the City's share of Walter Scott to the other owners in the plant. And the sale price that we approved was $26.8 million. Now, so for the City's standpoint, it was a good deal financially for us, Shaylen. We had an investment of $18.6 million in the plant. And the reason we are selling our share of Walter Scott is back in June, the Council approved a long-term power supply contract with Missouri River Energy Services. And that contract is due to start next April. Now, as a part of that contract will extend through the year 2045. And once that kicks off, Shaylen, as you are aware and your listeners may or may not be aware, but the City will be receiving 100% of its energy from Missouri River Energy Services, so we'll no longer have a need for the Walter Scott Energy Center or our share of that power. So overall, with the $26.8 million sale price, that closing is scheduled for November 1st of this year. What we're looking to do with the proceeds from Walter Scott is retire the City's electric utility debt, which is just over $12 million, so we'll have an advance refunding on that. And at that point, if the closing happens on November 1st as scheduled, the utility will be debt-free. And with the remaining proceeds of the $26.8 million, we're going to be looking at funding with cash improvements that are necessary to convert over to Missouri River Energy Services, namely improvements on the City's distribution system in order to make that transition seamless.
So we're talking about projects like the Southeast Switching Station, those sorts of things that are again, all tied into this, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk Southeast Switching Station, it's a $5 million project. Down there, what you're talking about is the switching station is a key asset that we need to have up and online and running to convert over to Missouri River Energy Services, and it's a key addition to our distribution system. Another project that we've talked about in the past is the Clark Street substation project that we're looking at constructing as well. And so those distribution improvement projects, Shaylen, is what we'll be looking at as funding as far as cash with the sale proceeds from Walter Scott.
But again, the big takeaway from this is the retirement of that electric utility debt. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Shaylen, since I've been at the City of Pella, which is just over 10 years, debt reduction has been one of the big priorities for the mayor and council over the last 10 years for the city. And that retiring $12 million of debt is a significant accomplishment for the mayor and city council, no doubt about it. And it's a significant issue for the City of Pella. Currently, the city has just over $21 million of outstanding debt. Once the closing occurs and we retire the debt, that number could drop as low as below $9 million. So that's relatively low debt levels at that point in time for the City of Pella.
All right, great news. And another city business, back in September, Chief Michael Marcinkowski mm-hmm. retired, mm-hmm. and in the interim, Lieutenant David Buechelman has been filling in that role. And how has that process been going in trying to find a replacement for Chief Marcinkowski?
All right. As you said, switching gears from the world of electricity over to police business. Yeah, no. As listeners may or may not be aware, our former police chief, Mike Marcinkowski, retired after 12 years of service to the community and over 40 years of service in the law enforcement field. And for the record, Mike was a tremendous employee for the City of Pella, and he will be missed, and he is being missed right now. But in the interim, David is just doing a great job for the city as interim chief. And things are just chugging along as usual for the police department. And from my perspective, we've been extremely satisfied. As far as the police chief search process is concerned, Shaylen, what we've done with that to assist us with this is we've hired a firm to help us with that. And the firm's name is Mulder & Associates. And the primary person in Mulder & Associates, or the key person, is Bill Mulder. He's a former police chief for the city of Des Moines. His primary partner, Stephen Niebuhr, also assists with this, and between the two of them, they have roughly 80 years of combined law enforcement experience. And so the city sought their expertise in helping through this process just to be able to make sure that as candidates apply for the City of Pella's police chief business, we get people that actually know law enforcement or have a thorough understanding of law enforcement, which is very critical. The second key component in hiring this firm is it's allowed us to talk to a lot of people throughout the process. Mulder and Associates has sought a lot of input on this position as far as what people view as the necessary traits and attributes for our next police chief that they're currently using to shape the position profile. Now, getting down to when the process is concerned, the application deadline is October 14th for applicants to submit for the position. Once that occurs, Mulder and Associates will rank the qualified applicants, those who meet the minimum qualifications for the position. They'll also send out what I would call a core competency slash essay test that the applicants will have to complete. Once that's completed, Mulder and Associates will rank all the candidates that met the minimum qualification, take into consideration the core competency component of the process, and present those findings to the civil service. Once the civil service reviews the information, they will certify a list at that point in time, Shailen, and from that list, the city is free to hire anybody off that list to be the next police chief. Long story short is the application process, the deadline is October 14th. We're looking through working through the civil service component of the process sometime in November-ish, with hopefully the goal of having a new police chief identified in early December of this year.
And have there been a lot of applications so far?
Yeah, we've had significant interest so far in the position. So we've generated considerable interest, and which is a good thing for the city of Pella, and we expect to receive more as through the 14th. But yes, the response has been strong, and so that's a good sign for the position.
All right, very good. Well, we'll look forward to following those developments as they occur. And again, Mike, thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
Shailen, once again, thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.